Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and a warm welcome to Tenem Express. Yes, Aisha Lath in your frequency 91.3 FM audio streaming at www.vocfm.co.za, 95.8 FM in the Boland to 90.7, 90.9 ocean to ocean with a clock at 11:25. In this segment, we focus on Masjid Jumaa in West Richa, hosting the annual food fair, inshallah. In studio with me from the executive members, we have Abu Abdullah Alexander, we have Maulana Shafiq Nolan, who is the resident imam, and also the assistant imam that is Imam Mujahid Levy. To our learned scholars, our imams, and our guests, assalamu alaikum and a warm welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
You know, we're first going to touch on, you know, the masjid itself and its activities and how active the masjid is within community. And I think, hence, we're going to have Maulana Shafiq just to chat with regards to the spiritual side of the community, inshallah, in the masjid.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. Shukran so much, Auntie Aisha. And to the greetings to the lovely listeners of VOC. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, Masjidul Jumu'ah, West Ridge, Alhamdulillah. And I mean, everyone can attest and bear witness to the fact that Alhamdulillah, we are extremely vibrant, Alhamdulillah. Masha'allah. And we're trying to keep very, very busy with programming for the community, for the youth, for the females, Alhamdulillah. And just recently, we concluded a very successful program, and that was directed to the upliftment of our sisters in our community, MashaAllah. The enlightenment program, and that we concluded I think last week, Alhamdulillah, very, very successful, Alhamdulillah. And many other particular programs that we directed towards our youth. We had our astronomy program where we had the observatory there. We had some big telescopes.
Oh, mashallah.
Yes, mashallah. And we discussed astronomy from the Quran, Alhamdulillah, to just enliven them with the astronomy that is within the Quran. It was very fascinating, Alhamdulillah. And apart from that, many other projects and programming we had for the community, mashallah. And you know, our day-to-day madrasa and nasiha programming that we have between myself and my colleague Imam Mujahid Levy, mashallah. And just on Tuesdays we have, and we would like to encourage our communities to just last night we mentioned also in the masjid that these particular programs and madrasas and classes, it is there for the community, so we need to try and take maximum benefit from there. On Tuesday evenings between Maghrib and Isha, we have our tafsir, and the program is called towards the path towards understanding the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we go literally deep into the ayat and the verses of the Quran and extracting from there the jewels and the pearls. Of course, on Wednesdays we have our senior and our predecessor Imam Umar Salamang having his fiqh classes as well. Mm-hmm. On Thursdays we have two programs running, MashaAllah, and my colleague will discuss the other particular program that is also run there. And we have our nikah class where we discuss the fiqh on nikah, the fiqh of the nikah that is within our communities and so on and so forth, for youth, for females, for even they say the newlywed and the nearly dead, all of them they are welcome to join, inshallah.
You know, I think it's always been the tradition of the Cape where the child is born and the imam is called upon, and when the person leaves the world, the imam is once again called upon. Maulana Shafiq Nolan mentioned so aptly that we'll have Imam Mujahid to tell us what happens on a Thursday. So I think very excitingly, you know, Thursday program. Tell us more about it.
Yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the listeners and the Aisha. Yes, our second program at the Masjid is also between Maghrib and Isha, which is our normal dhikr program. But there we encourage our youth to come along, because we always look for solutions to get our youth off the streets and away from the wrong things that's happening out there. So we inculcate this feeling of getting the youth back into the masjid by having them come to the dhikr program on a Thursday. And Maulana plays a very, very important role in getting the youth, because I think with Maulana at the head of the structure, as young as Maulana is, he brings that youth out of himself and he invites youth to the masjid. Mm-hmm. And our focus is to get the youth off the street and into the masjid, and not just have it as a ibadah center, but as a learning center.
Indeed. There's one thing I wish to ask, you know, when we speak about the youth And I think, I'm not sure if it's still happening, but, you know, children used to say, we always send to the back, we always send to the back. And we're looking at, you know, big days, we're looking at big nights, we're looking at Tarawih programs, you know, it's all the elders who normally wants to do that. And we can grant them that. But I think to get the children involved is so important as well.
Alhamdulillah, Aisha, I can proudly say that, mashallah, at our masjid, we have, you know, incorporated our youngsters into even the muadhins, you know, and I'm so proud of them, mashallah. And we call upon more of them to come and avail themselves and make themselves available for these particular programs. And mashallah, we have an extremely vibrant madrasa group also, you know, that our evening madrasas, where we organize hikes, we organize many projects for our youngsters, you know, males and females alike. And we try to accommodate both sexes, you know, not only just concentrating on the boys and forgetting about the girls. And we have a very strong presence of academic ladies and females, mashallah, that is at university, that is teachers, and, you know, in various professions that are, you know, sharing the expertise also with our young ladies and with our from our boys aside as well, inshallah. We also have a particular group, you know, our madrasa group, that is making, you know, all effort to take a group of us, you know, for Umrah. So a very, very vibrant Auntie Aisha.
I think that's the beauty of it all, when the youth are involved, and, you know, when the hub is nowhere else but at the masjid, you know, it must be an attraction for our children. I think you really created that environment for the children as well. So we're looking at, you know, astronomy that you brought in, you know, from an Islamic perspective, subhanAllah. So we're looking at astronomers in future as well.
Precisely.
You know, it's taking the madrasa. I always say madrasa is not just confined to four walls.
Yes.
Look at where you've taken it, subhanAllah, Maulana. So our children knows that, you know, astronomy is not something that we learn from, you know, from universities, but it is in Quran.
Precisely. And that was so interesting, Auntie Aisha. We had professors over from the University of
I'm UW. Sure it was Dawah at the same time for them as well.
It was extremely fascinating for everyone. We had the big telescope from the observatory there, where they could, wallah, it was so beautiful. And the youth were so excited about it, subhanAllah. And we had Professor or Dr. Christians, you know, that was elucidating from the astronomical side. And when I discussed, you know, astronomy from the Quran, and how he was also very, very much wowed, mashallah.
Mashallah. And I think that's what is important. And, you know, you're involved with Dawah as well. So
yes.
I'm sure there was more questions coming from his side as well. And then we come to the gist of our interview this morning as well. And that is speaking about the Weshrich annual food fair. Now, we know if we speak annual, it happens every year. But every year is different. And the man who hasn't said a word yet is going to talk to us now, but Abdullah, assalamu alaikum and a warm welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, Itaisha, and alaikum salam to all the listeners.
Keeping the members in check always, making sure they're doing all the work, isn't it? A strong committee is what, you know, what every masjid needs, subhanAllah, to make sure, you know, the coffers are always filled for the expenses. And we know that there are daily running expenses, as well as your imamat, your muallimas, and all of those that needs to be paid as well. Today, everything is expensive. And so we speak about, you know, how this event actually financially supports the masjid as well. Haji Abdullah?
Yeah. Antasha, you know, this is the food fair is no different this year. However, when we need to tell the people out there that we're virtually battling. You know, if one looks at our income per week or per month, our expenses, we're running on a tight budget. We currently, you know, for the last month, I think when we read that, everybody was shocked when they said, "Oh, we're down about 22,000 rand just for 1 month."
Mm-hmm.
And whilst we're looking at the food fair to partly subsidize it, our main aim is basically to extend the madrasa area, because I think Maulana is bursting out of the seams when it comes to classes, especially during the day, during the mornings. We have afternoon madrasa which runs from a Monday to a Friday, so we need personnel as well. So and part of the proceeds, or basically a lot of the proceeds, is for that particular need where we need to upgrade, and we need to have the facilities to enable, you know, the mu'allimas and the other people to do their little bit on their side for the community. So
we always speak about, you know, equipment, and in the past it was just you come to school, there's a blackboard, and you know the child is being taught. You've thought out of the box this time. You've actually brought people in to come and give some insight into different aspects of the Quran as well. So tools are very important. If there's no tools, you know, there's a difficult learning environment as well. So how are we looking at, you know, helping that, you know, teaching becomes way better, because everything is becoming more, you know, technology. People think of technology. Are we going that route as well with Islamic teaching?
Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. I think, Aisha, that is very, very important, because we need to move with time.
Yes.
We need to move with time, and we need to develop our youngsters, and we need to develop our future as well. And these are necessary tools in order to facilitate and to promote that particular motion, you know, and moved with the time, subhanAllah. And it is for that very reason that we actually look, we can't even move that particular way if our basic you know, our basic structure lack, subhanAllah. Yes. And for that reason we are calling upon the Westridge and the surrounding community with their family and extended family to show their support, you know, to, and indeed the masjid is of paramount importance in any community. It's the nerve center, subhanAllah, and it is that particular center that would forward the cause of the ummah. Mm-hmm. So we need the community and the greater community out there to come and not only physically or financially support, but to physically as well support, and to bring that particular expertise and that particular tools that Auntie Aisha made mention.
Indeed. So let's speak about the food fair. Are there still stalls available?
Auntie Aisha, I'm going to say no. The committee itself, the mosque committee, you know, organizes and runs the food fair stalls. We have what we call non-food stalls.
Yes.
When I last spoke about thing a day ago, when I spoke to the coordinator of the non-food stalls, he's actually told me there's a queue waiting.
So they know it's good business in Westridge, isn't it?
So I'm going to appeal to those people that has taken non-food store, please ensure that you pay before you get your store gets hijacked.
Okay. What can people expect this time around?
And Asha, just before I'm gonna start, I just need to make one comment as well, and
yes,
that is
sure.
That, like Maulana said, we don't wave people away when we come for education. When we look at our structures, well, you will find that in some cases people cannot afford to pay for. Education, that thing, and Maulana's always got that philosophy. We will teach anybody, even if it means, you know, we have to take some money out of our pocket. And that is, you know, always been like that. You know, whenever we need to give education, Maulana will see that they get the education, even if it means, you know, they don't pay.
Inshallah. And then this brings us to what did I ask with
the food store.
What can we expect? Are the vouchers available?
At the moment, there are a few vouchers still available. We're again having that combo, we call it the combo voucher. And the combo voucher is only 150 rand. And that comprises of a chicken platter, a boerewors and chips, a salami, a burger and chips, and a 2-liter jive. That is for the actual booklet. We also have some extra stalls available. This year, I'm not going to say for the first time, but we had a lapse of about 2 years. We have reintroduced the seafood store. We call it under new management, but they the lady that does the seafood store is basically an expert in food stores, so we can expect a very good product from there. We're again having our Akane store, as well as the mixed grill, and then we'll have the Millie store as well. And then obviously, you know, with all food fairs, you have what we call the tea garden. And the tea garden is one that, you know, you buy your stuff and then you go sit down there, and then, you know, you have your cakes and your teas and your trifles and whatever you want on there.
Indeed. Let's just chat to Imam here, and I'm sure you want at least the expenses, you know, on the side of the masjid as well. So when one looks at the tea garden especially, are we saying if there's bakers, you know, not just in the community, but, you know, all over Cape Town that's tuning this morning, if they want to contribute towards the tea garden, they must welcome to do so?
Yes, that's very important, Auntie Aisha. Shukran for that. Yeah, we appeal to those bakers, bakeries that wants to sponsor towards the tea garden, because that would decrease the expenses towards the food fair, and it will make things a little bit easier for us. And not just the bakeries and the bakers, anybody that wishes to sponsor towards the food fair, they're most welcome to. We urge on the community, not just Westridge or Portland or Mitchell Spring, but the
outer listenership of the Voice of the Cape,
to come and support. Booklets are available from the executive at the Majid, or whoever, people that knows Malana or myself, they can get booklets from ourselves. Just give us a call and we'll drop off booklets for you. Those who have taken booklets to come and give the money in before the time, so we can pay some of the expenses already.
I see entertainment as well. Tell us about it.
Yes, the entertainment is something that the committee has agreed upon. Look, the one thing to get the adults there, but the main tool to get the adults, or the key there, is the kids there. And hence the reason why we've decided on getting jumping castles, train rides, little mini soccer for the kids, face painting. Our chairman came up with a brilliant idea, which was the paintball shooting. So they've demarcated an area for paintball shooting, and I think Molina has jumped on the wagon now, just there, that he's interested in that as well.
Maybe we should have graduation for the madrasa at the afternoon in the tea garden. Then the parents will have to come and support the tea garden.
Just on that, there is the Molina's madrasa is having the annual award ceremony at the tea garden on the Saturday as well. So that's the reason why we've brought that as well. We've also got the drum marching band from one of the Mitchell Spring schools that will be performing on the Saturday as well.
Is that Harvest the Primary?
It's Champions.
New Champions, yeah. Okay.
So then we have Nasheed groups and Qasida groups that will also be at the festival as well.
It's amazing. Fulfill. There's so much talent in the Mitchell Spring area, yes. And you can't overlook that, hey?
So true, my dear.
The stalls are all sold out. The booklets are still available at 150 rand. That is your donation, your investment in the Akhirah. So we're not going to say you're spending it, because you're still getting something out of it as well. The dates, give us the dates and the venue.
I think we're going to kick off the food fair on Thursday the 29th, and that the vicar is going to be live, mashallah.
On the Voice of the Cape?
Yes, our very good friend and our partner always for our food fair, Voice of the Cape, will be live, mashallah, from Masjid al-Jumu'ah. So we are also appealing to the community to come and support and come participate in the dhikr, inshallah. We're going to have some snacks also there, so they can bring that along.
You know, it's so beautiful that it coincides with the month of Rabiul Awal as well, subhanAllah. So there's a double whammy for everybody there. Double reward,
isn't it? Yes. And that would take us to Jumu'ah, which would also be live from the masjid on VOC, mashallah. And then officially that would open the food fair proceedings after Jumu'ah, inshallah. And it would carry over to the Saturday as well. So from after Jumu'ah till late, and then Saturday as well till late, inshallah.
If people wish to contribute, who do they contact, and if they want to reserve their tickets as well?
They can contact myself. My number is 071-603-1702. And we also have the one of the other conveners, which is Shadley McKenzie on 084-560-1112.
So that's the male. Are there any females involved?
Yes, Auntie Aisha.
Just asking, yeah. Because
yes, Auntie Aisha, our assistant secretary,
yes,
who is Faldila McKenzie, is actually the coordinator of the non-food stall. She has been for the last year, and she's doing an excellent job.
And there's no space for any vendors anymore. There's a waiting list.
At the moment, there is a waiting list. And again, I say, it depends on the other people that is going to pay their money on
time. So is there a due date for the people who book their stalls to come and pay up? Because I know that there's others waiting in the queue already. So maybe they should contact Faldila at the number 0833-540959 and check with her, inshallah, when is your due date if you've booked your stall. Mm-hmm. Malana? Your final words.
MashaAllah, shukran so much. In conclusion, we would like, there's still lots of booklets left, and we haven't sold many of our booklets, and we are appealing to each and everyone out there, especially the Westridge and the neighboring communities. MashaAllah, Westridge alleenas hulle vat hulle die booklets, dan is daar niks meer booklets oor nie. But we are appealing to Westridge and the broader community, MashaAllah. Please, min fadlik, make it your duty to come and take that particular booklet, and mashallah, we get so much back and in the reward in the year after, inshallah. Shukran so much.
Amen. Final words from you, Imam.
Yes, Auntie Aisha, shukran. Yes, we cannot appeal enough to Westridge and the broader community of Mitchell's Plain to support this event. And like Maulana mentioned earlier, we don't just want this to be the masjid, but the nerve center that not just anybody but everybody attends. You are there for your salah, you're there for your education, you're there for everything. And Auntie Aisha, you mentioned when the child is born, the Maulana is called. When the person, it's a birthday, Maulana is called. The child gets married, it's Maulana. When the person maningals, it's Maulana. So that is the hub where everything happens. And we want that to be built into a nerve center and a unit that everything gets run from there. So therefore, we request from each and everyone to support this venture. Shukran.
Afwan, Buta Abdullah has given me a task here. There's two giveaways here. So that is two booklets. There we go. And there's a question that you need to answer. We're going to ask Buta Abdullah to pose that question to the listener.
Yeah, and Aisha, just before I get, we know there's a lot of other food fairs also around. Yes. There's a big one just on our doorstep, basically, and we just appealing to the community again. Yes, we say shukran for your support, and we hope that we can rely on that support again.
Amen. And the question?
The question is quite simple. Who are the presenters of this particular program?
Subhanallah. Well, to our listeners, you need to do that via SMS 47913, and there are two booklets to the value of 150 rand. And who knows, you can purchase another one and be a part of this great event that will be taking place. SMS 47913, the question, who is the presenter of this show, the host of the show? And with that, we say a huge shukran to Maulana, to Imam, as well as Haji Abdullah for being in studio with us and for always, making sure that Masjid Jumu'ah is as close to your heart as it is to that of the community as well, inshallah.
Thank you so much. And shukran to VNC and for Auntie Aisha.
All the success,
so
and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.